A Moon Girl Stole My Friend, written by Rebecca Patterson and read by Eloise Mignol. Bianca had been planning her birthday since June. At a sleepover at mine in the summer holidays, we were floating about my room on the float and sleeps and eating jellyfish crispies, and I jumped from my float and sleep onto hers and threatened to tip us both off if she didn't tell me every detail. "You have to tell me. We're practically sisters." "Lila, you're making me drop crispies everywhere." She was giggling like mad and trying to keep her float steady. "Stop it! We're crashing into the wall! I'm sliding off!" She was grabbing my leg now as I made her float and sleep tip. "Obviously, I'll tell you. Just get back on your own float." I jumped back. Bianca brushed crumbs off her knees. "So, my granny said I can have the party at hers. You know she's got a pool. It's a pool party." "I love your granny," I said, "and I love her house." Bianca spun her float and sleep around in the air with excitement. "Also, granny's going to make sure the concierge guy sets the weather to sunny and hot in the dome." Bianca's granny lives in the Haven Dome in the outer sector. It's a gated community, quiet and super classy. I've been round a few times. Bianca's granny is an elegant old woman. Once, she gave me and Bianca loads of her old perfume, and we just poured it all over our heads and stank for weeks. No one would sit near us, but we didn't care. We called ourselves the Stink Sisters. That was when we were in year three. Bianca lay down on her floating bed and looked up at my star-covered ceiling. "But Granny said I really have to limit the numbers. Just invite my very best friends. She said the neighbours don't want to hear too many shrieking girls. Granny says it's 6 girls tops, so that's 4 friends plus you and me. But you know what some girls in our class are like if they're not invited to a party. We have to keep this party really, really quiet until I give out the actual invites."